for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
The soft chirps and titters of birds rousing their kin are the first sounds to be heard this early in the morning on Little Street. The creatures fly from fence to fence, telephone wire to telephone wire, and quietly sing their morning hellos as the trundling sound of an engine slowly gets louder. The vehicle turns the corner and comes to a stop just beside house number one. There's a short pause, and then out hops Darren. Darren collects rubbish. He has been working this job and this route for many years now. Once a week, as the sun rises over Little Street, he makes his way down the road and collects what has been left for him on the pavement. Bags, bins, boxes. He hoists each container up into his arms and empties it out into the waiting metal maw of his truck as it drives just a few meters ahead of him. Having worked this job for as long as he has, he's well aware of the wide variety of things people tend to throw out. Having worked this route for as long as he is well aware of the usual refuse that each house presents him with. He doesn't question the bags that slosh and slop about like stomach full of food. He barely blinks at those that are as light as a feather and practically empty. He actively avoids thinking about the rare few that smell ever so faintly of decaying meat. Everyone has their story, and each mound of rubbish contributes to that tale. Bag after bag, Darren removes that which is no longer desired by the residents of Little Street. Once all has been retrieved, each and every last piece, he climbs back into the driver's seat of his waiting truck, and he drives away, leaving all those houses behind. Welcome to Neighbourly, coming 25th January 2021. To find out more, visit neighbourlypod.card.co or follow us on social media at neighbourlypod. Thanks for listening. Come back soon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.